the morning. 8:20 a.m. June 7th, 2017. Wednesday. I think it's the 7th. I'm pretty sure it's the 7th. So I was lazy this morning. I did get a breakfast. I doubled up my first breakfast this morning, so I have sufficient food. Tomorrow morning I have to be at the nutritionist at 9 a.m. So that'll be a little bit of a spur to get myself going. I'm counting down to the 10th. On the 10th, the Recommend Fiction Writers group is going to be starting another 3-week, 20-day push. Man, I want to catch that wave. So I still have a few of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers tasks that I need to do before Saturday. And with any luck, I'll get those done today. I did 2+2 yesterday, 2 miles in the morning, where I talked to you, and then 2 miles in the afternoon, where I slogged along on the treadmill. I do have to get a grocery run in sometime today. So I started my new Headspace on Balance unit last night. Yesterday. Should be doing this earlier in the day. That's not exactly what I didn't have any idea what balance meant. And basically it means, at least in this context, it means being able to cope with emotional upheaval, which is probably a good module. The idea is not to do away with emotional upheaval, but to treat it like a distraction that it is. There's the sense that you need to accept it and recognize it, in a certain sense honor it, to experience it and not be overwhelmed by it. Which is what happened to me at the beginning of the month. Last month. Reminds me, I still have to put up a... still have to get an appointment for mid-July to go back and visit the doctor again. Okay, what the hell? I thought it was my eyes, but apparently somebody's gone along and sprayed all the rock beds. See if I can see what this says here. Weed control. I thought it was my eyes because all the rocks look blue. They look, like you've got a little cyan wash on them. I thought it was my eyes. I thought I was, every once in a while my eyes would get dazzled by the sunlight and things look off for a bit. But no, no. They're blue. Okay. That's a pretty shade of blue. Sort of like the blue on a blue spruce. A little paler. I waited. I have a feeling I waited too long this morning. I should have gone out at 7. I have an alarm set at 7 o'clock and I said, oh yeah, okay. Then I didn't go. Yep, it's going to be hot. Although the clouds are filling in, it won't be quite as hot. That's funny, when I took the picture this morning, I looked around and it looked like it was, you know, there's some high thin clouds here and there. It looked like it was going to be a pretty clear day. Now, off to the east, down to the south, to a lesser extent off to the north, it's still pretty clear over the mountains. But all of these, puffy clouds have blown up. Say it with me. Monk post. The new boots are breaking in nicely. They're still a little stiff. Oh, they're still a lot stiff. Who am I kidding? But my, I noticed my Reeboks, the ones I use on the treadmill, they're getting a little less stiff. It's getting a little more broken in. Lots of people out here at this time of day. Another reason to come out earlier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, clouding up.
Darn.
I had my blue skies moments flying to and from Baltimore. I had a window seat and was able to look up and see the clear blue sky and look down to see the clouds that were obscuring it from the ground. So flying along at, I don't know what it is, 30,000 feet. Looking up to see the clear, beautiful blue sky. Pacey getting here. Oh, I'll be at the hospital. I can check on the Tai Chi class. I'm wearing a large t-shirt and it's sort of bagging on me. Which is which is good. That means I'm unloading some of the extra baggage I'm carrying around. Hi, summer. Not exactly the summer of summer, but we're coming up on, what, the solstice is the 22nd? So we're not that far off. I'm ready for my mid-morning snack. With any luck, my wife is up and I can have some rustle in the kitchen time. And into the shade. Feels good, good, good. Here we are, at the back gate, the point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.